Hare Krishna. I'm going to read from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I'm reading about Lord Ramachandra. This is Ram Navami, the appearance day of Lord Ram. So let me read some extraordinary nectar about how Gop Kumar enters Ayodhya in the spiritual world, meets Lord's associates and Lord Ramachandra. Beautiful narration of Lord Ramachandra. So Narada Muni is now guiding him there, and he says, Srinarad says, although this topic is most confidential, it should not be talked about here. By the weight of your anxiety, I am being forced to speak openly. Far from here lies Ayodhya, the splendid city of Raghupati, the divine master of the Raghu dynasty, and beyond that shines the city of Dwarka, dear to the divine master of the Yadus. Dwarka resembles the blessed and charming Mathura. Go to that Dwarka and worship with your eyes your beloved Lord. But first hear from me about an excellent method for approaching Ayodhya, a method approved by those whose only taste is for service at Lord Ramachandra's feet. Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, the source of all incarnations, and simply by worshipping Him, everything can be obtained. Irao shall give you teachings to help you achieve a special taste for the divine lotus feet of Lord Ram, the hero of the Raghus. Practice chants like this. O husband of Sita, Raghunath, elder brother of Lakshman, O Lord, dear master of Sri Hanuman, and remember the qualities, beauty, and power of Lord Ramachandra as revealed in the Vedas and other scriptures. So that mantra is Sita Pate Sri Raghunatha Lakshmana Jeshta Prabho Sri Hanumat Priyeshwara. He continues. One should follow whatever path leads to attaining one's own worshipable deity. That is the most intelligent way to act. Persons exclusively devoted to their object of worship should be very much attracted to anything in which they find even the faint scent of their deity's presence. Nice advice. If after you have seen the two lotus feet of Sri Ram, your hankering to see your Lord is unappeased, then Ram, whose heart is soft from overflowing compassion, will happily send you to Dwarka. While going there, perform the Lord's Sankirtan, as it has been described, and you will finally see your own dear Lord, whom you so long desired to see, the charming Sri Krishna Chandra, surrounded by the Yadus. Ayodhya, Dwarka, and other such abodes are all regions of Vaikuntha. Surely, therefore, you need not take permission from the Lord of Vaikuntha to leave and go there. By His order, I have come here to see you. He knows the movements of everyone's heart, and you should know that from my mouth you have received His order. In any case, the Lord has gone somewhere to bestow His favor on one of His great devotees. Since you will be unable to tolerate having to wait for Him, now is the best time for you to go. Sri Gop Kumar said, overjoyed by hearing this, I bowed down repeatedly to Sri Narad, took His blessings, and set out remembering His instructions. After traveling a long way, I saw some forest monkeys restlessly jumping here and there and shouting, Rama, Rama. As I proceeded, they gathered around me and tried to grab my flute from my hand. Then I saw some humans who were even more beautiful than the associates of the Lord of Vaikuntha. Those men, in behavior like the best of civilized persons, could not tolerate my bowing down to them and showing other signs of respect. They brought me to the boundary of their city and through the main gate. There before me I saw Bharat with Shatrughna, seated comfortably with monkeys like Sugriva, Angada, and Jambavan, and surrounded by many handsome men. Thinking Bharat to me Ramachandra, Lord of the Raghus, I recited prayers addressed to that Lord, but Bharat covered his ears and repeatedly forbade me to continue, saying, I'm only a servant. Afraid, I stood motionless with joined palms before Lord Bharat. Hanuman then quickly made me leave that place and enter the inner precincts of the city, where I saw the most amazing sight. The Supreme Lord in His form is the best of human beings. He sat comfortably on a royal throne in the best of palaces, a palace full in all charming attractions. Happy and marked with all the signs of a great personage, he seemed somewhat like Lord Narayan. But certain especially attractive features distinguished him from the Lord. His hand was adorned with a bow, His glances were delightfully modest and humble. Playing the role of a perfect king, he followed all the prescribed rules of religious behavior. I was bewildered by the overflowing ecstasy of his darshan, and I fell down before him as if offering prostrated obeisances. My confusion thus robbed me of the supreme benefit of seeing him, but then, by his mercy, I was able to stand up again and see him clearly. Sri Hanuman left me, pulled back by his own regular service, and in a single jump went to join his Lord. On the left of the Lord, pleasing him with her service, stood his dear counterpart Sita, and on his other side, his younger brother Lakshman. Sri Hanuman sometimes stood in front of the Lord, fanning him with excellent white chamras and singing his glories, and sometimes, palms joined, he praised the Lord with wonderful prayers of his own composition. At one moment he carried a white umbrella, at another he massaged the Lord's lotus feet, and yet another he did several kinds of service all at once. Amazingly, he was not in the least fatigued by all this. Overwhelmed by the greatest joy, I bowed down again and again, saying, "All glories, all glories." Then that soft-hearted Lord soothed me fully with the gentle nectar of his supremely impressive words. The Supreme Lord said, "My dear son of Cowherd, my best friend, well done, well done. By showing such affection, you have conquered me. Enough with all this exertion. Now just relax. You have made me, your dear friend, unhappy for long enough. Please get up. Get up, all good fortune to you. Give up this formal respect. Dear friend, I am always controlled by such pure love as yours." Sri Gop Kumar said, "On the Lord's order, Hanuman then raised me from the ground and brought me by force to where the Lord was resting his sacred lotus feet. It then came to my mind that all my long-cherished desires had borne fruit beyond what I had ever hoped. And where else could I have achieved such perfection? I stayed there for some time, as before in my own dress as a cowherd boy, and the fullness of bliss I tasted overwhelmed me. I saw the unique pastimes of the divine lion of the Ragus, who was playing the role of a king of kings, acting in strict accordance with religious principles. But I did not see the unique sweetness I had found within the varied, playful pastimes of my worshipable deity's lotus feet, nor did I find his special mercy. Thus, even there in Ayodhya, I seemed unhappy. But by hearing from Sri Hanuman the glories of Sri Ramachandra's lotus feet, and by directly seeing Lord Ram myself, I dispelled that mental distress. I imagined Lord Ramachandra to have all the qualities of my own worshipable deity. By the force of my previous spiritual practices, the land of Braj would impose itself upon my heart, along with the yearning for its special pastimes and mercy. When Sri Hanuman, the best of counselors, would notice this, he would save me by encouraging me with diverse, clever arguments. Finally, Sri Ram, whose heart is tender with unlimited compassion, and who knows the mind of everyone in the world, consoled me with the words of gentle affection. "Go to Dwarka and be happy," he ordered, and he sent me off at once, together with the chief of the bears. Hare Krishna. So, we should pray to Lord Ramachandra that he gives us the shelter of Lord Krishna. We see how Lord Ram directed Gop Kumar that you should go to Vrindavan, go to Dwarka, and from Dwarka he will then go to Vrindavan. So this is our relationship with Lord Ram. Our prayers to him are to attain his blessings, and by his blessings then we will get the shelter of our worshipable deity Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Ram.